I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, our Mike Plourd chatted with Kelly Sager. She's the Marisa School Health Coordinator, and Jeff Martin, who's with the Michigan State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. They talked about a screening of the film called Screenagers, which has to do with the internet and devices, kids and adults. Here's more on the screening with Kelly Sager and Jeff Martin.
It's the Screenagers documentary film. It's a free community viewing that'll be happening tomorrow night at Peterson Auditorium at Ishpeming High School, and it starts at 6:30. It kind of has some special tips in it for parents for how to deal with issues around technology and screen time, but it's definitely targeted towards all age groups because we all tend to get sucked into that.
Yeah, screens are such a big part of our lives nowadays. We were just talking about that a little while back. And Jeff Martin here from the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force with the Michigan State Police. And Jeff, why is this so important to look at this particular subject?
Well, basically, we take the stance from protecting our children from the internet. And the screen time these days can be very dangerous. And the film does touch on some of those dangers, and that's why Michigan State Police and the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force got involved.
What kind of issues do you run into?
In our office, you know, we deal with a lot of the negative side effects of too much screen time. Young children sending each other pictures that are inappropriate. The dangers of when you hand your child an internet device and give them unmonitored access to the internet. The predators and the dangers associated with that.
Predators know that children and teenagers are on their screens.
Correct. They know that they're on their screens, and they know that they're typically on their screens alone in their bedrooms for hours at a time.
And Kelly Sager, who is Marisa School Health Coordinator, you mentioned just a moment ago, Kelly, that really this is for everybody. It's not just about teenagers. And in your experience, how often do people that you know are on those screens?
Oh, boy. It's constant. I mean, it's an everyday thing. For kids, the studies show they're spending 6.5 to 7 hours a day in front of a screen. And that's outside of their school education screen time. So that's a good chunk of your day and of your life.
Especially when we're looking at sleeping for 8 hours and only have 16 hours really to work with sometimes.
Exactly.
Mike Plourd in the studio, and joining me is Kelly Sager, who is a school health coordinator for Marisa, and Jeff Martin, who is on the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force with the Michigan State Police. And Kelly, we're talking about an event that's going to happen tomorrow night. I want to make sure that I emphasize that because I misspoke earlier. But tomorrow night at the Peterson Auditorium in Ishpeming, it's a film called Screenagers.
Correct. Yep. It's free, open to the community, starting at 6:30. And we encourage parents to come and bring their kids with them. It's a great film to see together as a family.
And it's about being on the screens. And we know that, we all have, cell phones are everywhere. Computers and tablets are everywhere. We're all on our screens. It's just a fact of life nowadays. But am I correct when I say that the film kind of explains how the screens can affect people, and it's not just for teenagers?
Correct. Yep. It looks at all people. It looks what it does to the brain, or can do to the brain. Obviously, kids are a little more susceptible because their brains are still developing. So there are changes that can occur if there's too much time spent on the screen. But it's geared toward everybody, and it's not trying to tell people screens are bad, don't use them. It's looking at ways we can manage our screen time and make it a positive experience.
And Jeff Martin, who is with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force with the Michigan State Police, is this is a challenge, Jeff, I think, for so many law enforcement personnel all the time, because there are predators on the internet and there are other issues for children and even with adults with internet crime.
Correct. I mean, adults texting and driving is an issue. And
Yes.
I think we've all been there and we've all seen it. It just brings up a lot of safety issues in our community.
So the film is going to be at the Peterson Auditorium. It's tomorrow night. You urge everyone to come out one more time, Kelly. What time? And let them know that it is free.
It absolutely is free to everyone. It's Wednesday, November 1st, 6:30 at the Peterson Auditorium at Ishpeming High School.
That's Kelly Sager, Marisa School Health Coordinator, and Jeff Martin, State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force member. They're talking with Mike Plourd from Great Lakes Radio. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.